We can't hear you, MK. But we're also live. This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level in intergalactic Fermi Studios. We alter your locus to release by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sinful of sadism out of your head. Can you feel it, Lisa?
I can feel it, yeah.
Can you hear it, MK? And the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. It allows use and reuse by anyone except state governments. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org, but not BIPstrong. You're going to have to wait. Sorry, guys.
Oh, such a tease.
Yeah, and MK's cussing in text, so.
which is
fine, so long as it's not voice. So, yeah. So you brought me a bunch of Russia Today articles.
Your favorite website.
I can't stand Russia Today. Can't stand Russia Today. Everyone loves Russia Today, and I can't stand it. I should probably explain why I don't like Russia Today, because that kind of surprises people. Like, I don't like Russia Today? Because I kind of liked Russia Today when I first, someone told me, like, oh, there's like an ANCAP TV show on this, and, you know, and it's on cable. And it was Adam versus the Man, and I had never heard of him at all. And I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. And I was like, eh, it's okay, it's not bad. But you know, what else does Russia Today do? And I started going through their stuff, and they had some lot of crazy stuff. Like they were talking about, like there was a California missile that you know that was thwarted by UFOs, and I'm like, what is going on with this station? Okay, so I did some, yeah, so I did some digging, and like they're basically funded by the Kremlin in Russia, you know, Vladimir Putin, and it's basically like a propaganda network to make the West look bad, but all the Eastern companies look good. Yeah, all companies. Countries look good.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're in Western Europe or the Western states, you know, like, you know, everything's falling apart. They'll bring anyone on that has anything negative to say about the West at all, including, you know, libertarians, communists, you name it, anyone that'll say anything bad. And they even have two shows. Well, one got canceled, but they had two shows that are ran by people from the Zeitgeist movement. And it's just crazy. Like, they've done segments about, like, fluoride, and I'm like, oh, this is, no. So anytime I see something good from Russia Today, which there are every once in a while, I always do a fact check and see if I can't find another source to link.
That's smart to do anyway.
So I'm always fact checking RT, but I have like I should put in a playlist. I have this playlist that I was keeping for a while on YouTube, which had all the crazy stories or all the crazy people that they've ever had on Russia Today. And I tried to keep it going, but it was just too much. I couldn't be bothered to keep it up because it was too much. So I hear MK, but she's quiet.
Yeah,
very quiet. MK, can you? What did you say?
Hey,
how's it going?
Hey, is this better?
Yeah, but you're going to need to be a little bit louder if there's any way to turn it up.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not using your web.
I'm using a totally different setup. So I don't have my regular mic. I'm
using
a different one. I'm using it through a mixer and...
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really quiet. If you can crank it up, that'd be great.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah.
Yay, there you are.
All right. Cool.
Yay.
Okay.
Excellent.
Dude.
Yeah, a little bit louder.
Okay,
and you'd
be good. I have it cranked all the way up, so I'll just talk as loud as I can. So
yell
at us.
No, I don't want to yell at anyone. But yeah, I've been having tech problems all day. Like, my phone decided to shut down like 3 times today, this morning, just out of nowhere. Gmail wasn't working, so I was trying to email you guys before the show, and I like nothing was sending, and yeah, it was weird. So
it's internet gremlins today.
And I guess Dan Green was supposed to make his triumphant return today, and he also had technical difficulties, so... And then, of course, the LRN studio was raided. I think they're on to us. Where's my tin
foil?
They
might be. You sound like you belong to Russia Today, though.
America was going to blow up the moon.
That's nuts.
They were actually going to do it. Anyway...
That was the plan.
So what great Russia Today articles have you pulled up for us today? That you have fact-checked.
Right? I fact-checked this one. Yeah, well, I'm from Maryland.
I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, I know. I live right outside of the District of Criminals. And this article caught my attention because it's a little bit spooky. Maryland cops routinely use tasers in non-threatening situations. Really shouldn't be surprised, but I live in a very small county that's going to remain nameless right now. And there
Do they have blue crabs things? I love blue crab.
Yeah.
I'm waiting so patiently for April because it's blue crab season, and I'm like, oh. But anyways.
Yeah, I live right on the bay. I could probably just walk right outside and catch. Oh, no, we were talking about picky eating. I don't like crabs. I can't believe I just admitted that. Yeah, so the little tiny county that I live in had 31, inappropriate tasing incidents in 2014.
They're all inappropriate.
I know, that's... Exactly.
I'm just going to go with it. I trust RT on this one. This confirms my bias about cops.
That's kind of how I felt about it, too. I'm like, well, this is probably true. I probably don't need to fact check this. But I did go to the Baltimore Sun site because they had a link anyway in the RT article. And there's more detail there. There's a story about a guy who, I don't know when this happened, I guess in 2013, who was high on cocaine and was kind of dancing around the neighborhood, climbing on cars, dancing on top of an SUV. Yeah. And the police came and two cops tased him 9 times for a total of 37 seconds, which is way above what they're supposed to do, and he ended up dying. And of course the police didn't tell the truth about what happened. They claimed that he was throwing boulders at them. Boulders in Roy Maryland. Race, I'm right? Like, what? So, like, whoa, this is Montgomery County, Maryland. There's no boulders to speak of.
Like, you, even if that were true, boulders getting thrown at you, 37 seconds of tasing? Like, how do you, I don't even have the attention span for that. Like, how do you, that seems like such a long time to
tase. Well, that's because we're ADD.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 times they tased him and he ended up dying. They lied about it, but a bystander recorded the whole thing, 17 minutes of it. And I watched the video today and it showed the guy and he was just standing like by his front door or by a front door. It looked like he was just going to go into a townhouse, and 3 cops confronted him and they tased him and he fell to the ground and died later that day, I guess. So, disturbing, really disturbing.
Yeah, tasers, they actually passed a law in my hometown after this incident involving this young boy who's riding his bike home, and this cop ends up wanting to pull him over because he looked kind of suspicious. He's, like, riding his bike home at night, and he decided to run from the cops because he was scared, and the cop, like, mows him down with his car. Like, it was really just graphic, but as he was doing, before he did this, he's shooting a taser out of the car to try to get this kid. He's shooting at it. And so what they did in response to this, like, he ran this kid over with his car. Like, it was total straight up murder. It was totally caught on camera. It was, there were straight protests murder. About it. They like planted a gun on the kid. Like, it, there was this whole conspiracy. It was so messed up. And so what came of that is they passed a law saying you can no longer taser people out of moving vehicles.
Oh, good grief. You're kidding.
No,
that's all they,
all.
That's it. That's all they, gosh.
Yep. That's it. Because that was obvious.
I'm glad everything's solved.
Right. That'll solve the problem. There'll be no more sketchy incidents.
Problem solved. All right, next problem.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I guess Baltimore City has more taser incidences than anywhere else, or is that just for Maryland?
Oh, yeah, quite a lot.
Baltimore's graph. Yeah, the graph is just for Maryland. Baltimore, of course, is really, really bad. I mean, they're notorious for corruption there. I mean, there's a lot of crime there, but it's a vicious cycle there because people are getting, you know, arrested and beat up and killed like Freddie Gray for really, really minor, you know, crimes. And I say crimes, victimless crimes. But yeah, there. I know somebody. Strong. I know somebody who was a police officer there, and he was fired because he kept complaining about all the corruption, and they found a way to get rid of him. They didn't want him around. We don't want somebody around who actually knows what people's rights are.
Right.
Yeah. So wait, who's Michael O'Malley again? I forget what he was. I remember because he was a thing for a second.
Yeah, he was running for president for a second there. Yeah, he was governor, and oh, governor. Before that, I believe he was mayor of Baltimore. I know that he's credited with pretty much financially ruining Baltimore. They don't like him there at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Not a good guy.
No. So, I guess, yeah, so Baltimore loves tasers. Yeah. Am I missing anything else here? Because I just even looking at Russia Today's website really pains me.
I should have sent you the Baltimore Sun article. It was really good.
Then I would actually have read it and not just go, oh, here's a graph. Something graph. What do we got?
pretty charts.
Follow them on Twitter. All the news about taser safety bulletins, apparently.
Oh, I don't even know if I want to know.
I try to avoid tasers as much as I can.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, the idea scares me. Yeah, apparently they're not supposed to. Like, even the company that makes taser says, do not strike people, you know, don't aim it at their chest. But, you know, a bunch of people in Maryland were killed, and most of them, it was because the taser, you know, they were tased right in the chest. And that causes cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah, because electricity plus heart is either, if your heart stopped, that's probably a good thing. If the heart's still going, it's a bad thing. Apply electricity directly to the heart.
Right.
It's basically you're kind of using it like a defibrillator, which is all kinds of bad if the heart's still pumping.
Yep, 119 of those incidents.
Wow. But it's touted as the non-lethal solution, you know. It's like, oh, we'll give them...
I don't think they say it's non-lethal. I think they say it's less lethal. I think that's what they...
Right.
Yeah. Because you can still die.
Better than just shooting them, I guess.
This is why I don't leave the house very often. Because...
Or maybe because we don't leave the house because we're libertarians.
I live there's that too.
I guess we're going to go to the market and then fix MK's audio. Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
I think we fixed some things on it. But now she can't hear us. Freaking Fiends. More Russia Today goodness.
Ugh. Oh.
So, about this Supreme Court order that, or I guess the Supreme Court kind of, they didn't really rule, they just kind of was like, kick rocks. Colorado has legalized marijuana, and Nebraska and Oklahoma is complaining that marijuana is kind of seeping over.
Yeah.
And so, the Supreme Court was like, deal with it.
I find this so funny. I'm just sitting back watching all this stuff happen. And I'm like, when are they just going to give in and just, like, leave pot users alone? They might as well. They're complaining that it's leaking over into their states. And this part of the article just cracked me up. Okay. So Nebraska and Oklahoma are complaining that their residents are paying more in taxes and are being directly harmed because they have to spend more resources in order to combat the influx of illegal pot coming in from Colorado. and Colorado is making $100 million per month off of their marijuana business there. So you would think that Oklahoma and Nebraska would say, wait a minute, you know what? Colorado is doing pretty well here with this. Maybe we ought to get in on this too and make some money. If I were a politician, I would think that way.
We have to spend so much more money fighting off this piece of plant that
this people... devil's weed.
It's kind of like one of those things you think the benefits would be so clear, but there has to be other incentives keeping them doing that too. You know, it's like, what other kind of schemes are they dealing with? Like, they must be profiting in other ways, keeping it super illegal. So, yeah, it's... Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have some sort of privatized prison system where, where they get money, or at least these companies get money for every person they incarcerate, and then they have mandatory minimums. Because I know Nebraska and Oklahoma aren't exactly very pot-friendly states. I remember right, being living in Kansas for a while, I remember those two weren't very good either. So I'm pretty sure that's probably into play. I'm not sure. I'm not going to bother looking it up, but I'm guessing. And, you know, this confirms my bias, clearly.
So. RT's so good for that for us, isn't it?
Yeah.
I half RT. Of RT. I'm like, yeah.
Wait a minute.
The other half, I'm like, okay, I don't know. I don't know.
You're like, this is, they nailed it here. And then you're like, oh, wait, what? What was it about blowing up the moon?
Yeah.
What was that about the UFOs blowing up missiles in California?
Right. Oh, dear.
I think I've actually seen them do, stuff about Nassara. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, really?
Nassara? Oh, no.
The Nassara stuff. The Nassara stuff always gets me laughing every single time. Like, okay, yeah, they passed this law in 2000 that no one ever really knew, and we're just waiting for the president, whoever it will be, to announce it. And every time a new president's elected, they're like, oh, this president's going to announce Nassara, and then we're going to get rid of money in the IRS, and we're going to live in harmony in this libertarian hardcore Jesus freak utopia. And then as soon as, then 3 months rolls around, they're like, oh, they're definitely in it with the dark ones.
Dark ones. I couldn't help myself with this article. I had to scroll down to the comments to read it, and the first one is by a guy called Steve Miller. Not Steve Miller, although this is an interesting comment, and it totally cracked me up. I don't normally read them, but he goes, this makes me happy, so I'll now get high and celebrate with a huge AK Sour and watch a little bit of Season 07 X-Files I downloaded legally from somewhere.
I saw that too. Cracked me up. I love comments on articles.
I love
They're usually better than the article.
That, yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, this is great commentary.
I think
it's terrible.
The real Miller would have made some reference about a sumo wrestler and a dank meme creation.
And right, maybe one of those ties, those bolo ties. Oh, yeah.
Something about autoerotic asphyxiation with the bolo tie. That would have been great. Get on that meme, Miller. Get on it.
Someone was spelled that. Please. Yeah, so dank memes are really important and should be cherished.
Yeah, and I guess so should dank nugs.
And dank nugs.
Going full circle. So I have lived in California, and you live in California. So we've seen how this evil marijuana legalization works and how bad it is and everything for everyone.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, and everyone's just dying in the street. Oh, wait, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. It's not happening. We're going to go to the weed market, I guess.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
There you go. Nope.
Oh, we're back on, MK. We're back on. Because technical difficulties suck. So there's been a lot of fighting and protesting at my rallies, and frankly, I find it appalling. I always say, don't commit violence. I always say it every single time, and that's what they call me. They call me the don't do violence guy. Like, and frankly, if they do violence, I tell them, you know, I'll pay for your legal fees. But this is tremendous. There's this terrible article from Russia Today. And Russia, I love Putin, and frankly, Putin's a wonderful guy. And I,
good,
you know,
guy. Good guy.
Frank, he's the best guy. He has the best people of all people. But we're gonna get better people. We're gonna get so many wonderful people, on wonderful face punching people. There's gonna be so many face punching. Your head's gonna explode. But Russia Today, they wrote this article saying it's a terrible article, and frankly, it's awful. But do you want to explain it?
Oh gosh. Yeah, so there was a hashtag that was trending yesterday. Sharks, snakes, and Darth Vader. Some things are hashtag safer than a Trump rally. So people were tweeting out things that are safer than a Trump rally because people...
Still
there was
not
a pretty
as dangerous
nasty-
as being on Rosie O'Donnell's plate, but go ahead.
Yeah, right. No, there were some pretty nasty fights, and there's a tweet that's circulating, and I guess one of you guys just said you saw this on the news, I think, right? Was it UMK? You saw this video on the news of this fight?
Yeah, this guy is just kicking this guy into the ground. Like, I mean, he was a Trump supporter attacking a protester. This was in Tucson, Arizona, and he is just, like, laying into him. And I've seen other videos, too, where people are just attacking protesters who've shown up, maybe some of the protesters are being a little disruptive, but not...
They're horrible people. I mean, they're saying terrible things, like they're using the F words. We're gonna By the way, we're gonna bomb the S out of ISIS. By the way, but they're using middle fingers and they're talking about their genitals. And by the way, there's not a problem over here. Go ahead.
My rallies are huge. I can't keep up with all these people, so.
I can't control these people, but I will pay their legal fees.
All of them.
There's so many legal fees paid. It's going to make your head spin. We're going to get the best legal fee payers ever. You're going to be amazed. Wonderful, wonderful face-smashing people. But go ahead. I love it. Energy tonight. Jeb is a mess.
He is a mess.
Crying to his mother.
So what else? What is safer than the Trump rally?
Being homeless on the night of the purge. That's so wrong.
Okay, this one on Twitter. This is terrible, you guys. Trigger warning, Bill Cosby. Having a drink with Cosby. Hashtag safer than a Trump rally.
Breaking up with O.J. Simpson. Hashtag safer than a Trump rally.
Cleaning out your light sockets with a fork. Safer than a Trump rally.
Getting between Chris Christie and the buffet line. Safer than a Trump rally.
By the way, I need to say, Walmart. And frankly, Chris Christie, wonderful guy. He's a great gimp. But go ahead.
Yeah, didn't you suck his soul right on out of his body when he endorsed you, Trump?
He's a wonderful puppet. A little heavy on the wrist, but he's a wonderful puppet.
One of the best people.
One of the great people we're going to have being my puppet. He's going to be the best puppet ever. You're going to be amazed how much puppeting is going to go on. It's the best.
Did you guys?
And frankly, we're gonna put him in the wall because he's so big. He just fit any hole that we can't fit. Just put him in there. He'll eat them all.
Oh man! So you guys saw that, like, Ben Carson, who is such a crazy person, endorsed him and basically said in an interview that Trump promised him a job. Well, like, he says, I'm not smart enough to lie about this. Job, yeah.
He said,
oh, he was just like, yeah, you know, I'd be part of the process.
He said that he would let me work on his brain because there's some problems with his brain. So I said, I'll help you. I'll work with you a little bit. As
you're hired.
As you let me speak.
You're hired. You'll be in a cabinet position. You'll all be taken care of. You'll be one of the best guys. I'll have you working on things. It'll be great.
Just no middle fingers. So pointing a lightsaber at your face, safer than a Trump rally. Being a black
gas
guy in the
station
opening scene
sushi.
At a I agree with that.
Safer than a Trump rally.
The Oregon Trail. Oh God, I remember that game. It has a little picture. You died of dysentery.
Oh, ouch.
That was dangerous. It was a dangerous game, but not as dangerous as a Trump rally.
No. Taking that study abroad opportunity in North Korea. Stealing flags
You'll
in North Korea.
You'll be fine as long as you have to steal anything, you know? Just don't steal.
I do like this one. This says, the other side of this fence is safer than a Trump rally. And it shows a fence with a danger sign that says, ninja and pirates and lasers and S on the other side.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, that's brilliant. Ninjas and pirates. Pirate ninjas.
Oh, ninja I love pirates. This one.
Dressing as a lion at a dental convention. And it's got a picture of Cecil the Lion. And the
dentist.
Is that too soon?
No.
You know how many other lions Cecil the Lion killed? Yeah. Just gotta say, like, this one's great. Exploring a strange new world in a red shirt. And it's just... The gif is so great. The guy's stepping on a rock and exploding. Rock. That's a landmine. Poor red shirt.
Taking out the Death Star, safer than the Trump rally.
Oh.
Selling loose cigarettes in NYC.
That's too soon. Yeah,
asking Bill Cosby to hold your drink while you go to the bathroom. Safer than a Trump rally.
Waiting for the metro train with Frank Underwood.
Oh.
Even a donut in Chris Christie's house is safer than a Trump rally.
I will say it's safer than being on Rosie O'Donnell's plate. It is, and frankly, it'd be devastating if you were to be on that plate. It would be a huge problem. It'd be a tremendous problem being on that plate.
Going hunting with Dick Cheney. I think that would be my favorite one so far.
That's a good one.
By the way, I did take the time to fact check some of these tweets. These are actual tweets on Russia Today. So
I'm reading the Twitter feed of it. It's Oh, it's great. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I spent probably a half an hour scrolling through just laughing today.
Yeah. Collecting poster art from in North Korea, safer than Trump rally. Eating at Chipotle, safer than a Trump rally. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. That one's, dealing with the Baltimore police, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Oh, this one's a gas station egg salad sandwich.
Ew, yeah.
Having marijuana in Nebraska and Oklahoma, I guess, is still safer than a Trump rally.
There are, like, bluegrass songs written about how terrible Oklahoma is, like, how terrible the cops are.
Oh, I can sort of confirm that. Like I said, I lived in Kansas, and I had some family that lived in Shawnee, Oklahoma, and they still live there. And you know, some of my cousins, you know, like the dib and dab, and you know, recreational drugs, so to speak. And they used to tell me how bad the cops were out there. Oh yeah, it's part of the good old boy state, you know.
Yep.
And they saw them as like, oh, you guys were living in California for a while. Yeah. So, yeah, they're public enemies. Public enemy number one out there. Yep. Like, you're not from here.
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, stay away from Oklahoma.
Yep.
Noted.
I wasn't planning to visit. Unless you go to Oklahoma City. What is it known for there? Like, what is
Flaming Lips?
The landmarks and...
Oh. The Flaming Lips. The Flaming Lips.
Like landmark wise, like what's there? It's like one of the states. Like I don't know. Like I.
That's it. That's the only thing you asked me. Oklahoma is all about the Flaming Lips.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I only knew like a bluegrass song about it. So I mean. Sorry, anyone in Oklahoma. We love you. We love you.
Yeah. Are we on in Oklahoma?
We just don't know.
I was just wondering that. I was just
thinking.
We should check to see where we're on before we start bashing a state. Yeah. Oklahoma's wonderful.
I love Oklahoma.
Yeah, go personally. Check out the Flaming Lips.
I love Nebraska, too. It's a wonderful place.
Nebraska's all right in my book.
It really is.
It's a big state. Very long and
wide.
I know we're not on in Kansas, so I could say something about Kansas. Because I checked. I have family in Kansas.
And I don't know Kansas that we're on in Florida anymore either. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we can do more Florida Man stories, right? Yeah.
Florida Man is always a good time. Yeah.
Still, hanging out with Florida Man is still safer than a Trump rally, that's for sure.
Yeah, is that one? Yeah. I'm gonna make that tweet right now.
Oh, you're stealing my jokes. You're hacking right now, really?
I won't steal your jokes, man. I won't steal your jokes. I just wanna look up the Florida Man feed now.
Okay. So this guy
Florida Man
be
begins
Florida
patiently
man.
Waiting for Gawker's money to arrive.
Yeah.
It's a picture of Hulk Hogan.
That's great.
Yeah, we should talk about Hulk Hogan when we get back from the market.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Gawker. Oh, man. Good times.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
So he was kind of opening it and closing it, singing Aretha Franklin songs. It was called Aretha Franklin. Oh, we're back. Oh, man.
We are back.
Whoops.
I still can't find. I still can't find the sex. Hulk Hogan sex tape. But, so yeah, who wants to talk about this?
We went off on a bunny trail on the break, and we're going to be talking a little bit about this Gawker case. So Hulk Hogan just, oh wow, a jury just added $25.1 million to Gawker's liability in this sex tape case. So it was a sex tape that was leaked
And it was already at $115 million already.
Yeah.
On top of
that. Yeah, it's already $115 million. So this is huge. I mean, Gawker's a pretty huge media site. But they're really well known for just digging up dirt on people, and I mean, the name kind of says it all, you know, Gawker. So
yeah,
they do their job well, I gotta say. But yeah.
So I guess Gawker is also known for running Jezebel, which is like an extremely like SJW level feminist website. They also do Kotaku. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Kotaku.
Yeah, which is basically like a feminist SJW level video game website where all they do is complain about how video games are sexist and how anything with an obvious political agenda that gears to the left or the SJW crowd, the far left. It's a wonderful game. Depression Quest is a wonderful game. I think they were actually part of the whole Five Guys thing, weren't they? The Five Guys scandal with Zoe Quinn.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that was Jezebel, but that's still Gawker Media.
Yeah, this is Gamergate that you're referring to, so.
Which I'm not a fan of.
I couldn't even keep up with all of that. I was like, I don't know what's going on. These people are angry, though.
Yeah. It was terrible people being mad at terrible people. they had a point, but they're not better themselves.
Right.
So they. I guess they leaked the Hulk Hogan sex tape. Hulk Hogan asked them to take it down, and of course, you know, once you tell Gawker to take it down, then the sex tape will disappear, right? And it'll never be around ever again. No, you know, taking pee out of the swimming pool, right? But I guess so. He ended up suing them and winning $115 million, and now I guess they added another $25 million on top of that, which he's never going to see. Gawker doesn't have that much money. I mean, sure, they're a big media company, but, you know, not really. They're not that big, I don't think.
And yeah, it said that the settlement was like four times what their profit was in 2014.
Oh.
Yeah, so they don't have that much money.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they've been sued before, I believe, too. I mean, they, you know, they do intentionally provocative stories to try to humiliate people. So it's bound to happen. But yeah, the writing is usually just really, really bad. There was one of their writers was sent to cover a conference I organized, and I kept trying to meet up with him all weekend to do an interview because he was like, "Oh yeah, you're the organizer, so I want to interview you at some point." He kept like flaking off and stuff, and I wanted to talk to him specifically because I knew that he was there to kind of write a hit piece because he hated Bitcoin. So this is a Bitcoin conference that I had organized, and he just kept avoiding me. And then yeah, a couple months later, and it was super late by the time he came out with this article, but yeah, it was just basically a hit piece talking about, oh, like he couldn't even do it well because it was kind of an uneventful conference. I mean, there really wasn't much to try to I guess pick on, except for the guy.
Yeah, there wasn't like a Silk Road table, right?
Yeah, there was like one guy who was annoying, you know, and there he said some really lame things, and so, you know, the Gawker writer quoted him on that. But it was a really lame kind of, it's a lame hit piece. So, I was like, oh, come on, could have done better than that, but totally unprincipled writers.
Yeah. Every time I ended up reading something from Gawker, Jezebel, Kotaku, whatever, every time I read it, I'm just like, I can't believe people take this seriously. I'm just like, ugh. There's no faith in humanity left for me. Hashtag Team Meteor. So more in hour two. More Rush Today, love.
More nihilism in hour two.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low-orbit ion cannon. High atop Financial Feast Plaza on the artificial satellite LivePair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
Okay.
Meow.
Alrighty then.
So, LRN. Let's just talk about LRN. So, LRN is the Liberty Radio Network that the Freedom Fiends is on. It's one of two networks that the Freedom Fiends is on, the other being GCN, which is great. The LRN is Ian Friedman's little project, or not little anymore. It was big. Now it's kind of... Oh, we'll talk about that in a second. I'm getting off. Talking about the trees, getting off on the leaves. It's ran by the guy who does, one of the guys that does Free Talk Live. And it was rated, I guess, amongst an investigation by the FBI into alleged child pornography viewing. I guess the allegation is there was a FBI website which... distributed child pornography as a sting, and it was accessed by one of their computers. But however, they don't know which computer it is yet. They're currently investigating, and I don't think they're going to find anything. Since it's like an open network that everybody comes in, there's a lot of traffic going in and out. People use it openly, so you're looking at one instance from from December, is what they're alleging. Mm-hmm. Of accessing the site, and they came and took everything. So now LRN is kind of like running on, I don't know, at half capacity. They're just basically looping Free Talk Live right now because they can't do anything else because everything else is gone. And this came after the Free State Project had condemned Ian for statements saying that he didn't really care about what goes on with pedophiles. And him defending, or not defending, but kind of saying, like, I don't know what's going on yet regarding a trial of a guy who, I guess he was soliciting sex from a 14-year-old. He says we didn't know all the details yet, so I can't really make a judgment. And apparently there is no victim because it was an FBI agent, I guess.
So, yeah, a little background on the story. Ian came out in support of this guy saying, hey, you know, this is a victimless crime, and the crime was that he had solicited sex, the politician in question had solicited sex from a 14-year-old girl, and actually she'd gotten so uncomfortable by the interactions that she told her parents. The parents went to the police, and the police started monitoring the account with her permission and ended up catching him trying to meet up with her, and there's some allegations that there had been an investigation into this type of behavior before from the same politician. It's a representative in New Hampshire, and the whole thing is really, really icky, creepy. Yeah. So the FSP, I think, did the reasonable thing and said, "Hey, we don't really want to be associated with this person who is seemingly defending this guy and calling this a victimless crime when I strongly disagree that it's a victimless crime." And, you know, they thought that it would damage their reputation. They were just getting a bunch of good press about getting 20,000 people signed up to move to New Hampshire. And I think they did a cost-benefit analysis and said this is, you know, not what we want to be associated with, and I think that's a good decision. It's I think I think you can have differences of beliefs, but it is really important to be extremely clear with what you're saying. And if you continually want to bring up this type of topic, and the topic Ian kept bringing up was the age of consent argument, then you have to realize it's going to come off a certain way to the majority of people. And if you're doing it on a public forum, then unfortunately we live in a world where there's a state, and there will be probably consequences for that.
Yeah.
And it's really unfortunate. I hope he's innocent. I hope, you know, he's able to get his stuff back. But there are just some conversations that I don't know if they're always worth having. I don't know. Yeah. That's the hill that you have to die on.
Yeah. When it comes to age consent, like there's a lot to be said, but I don't think it needs to be said. There's bigger pressing issues than talking about, should it be 15 or 16? I mean, you could make a case to say, like, okay, it's terrible arresting a 17-year-old who just turned 17 who had sex with a 16-year-old girlfriend, even though
no one's making that argument.
Yeah, but that's not what's going on at all. This is talking about a 30-year-old plus man soliciting sex from a 14-year-old. And
yeah,
while there may not be a victim with him doing it to the agent who was using that account, there definitely was a victim. It went with the original conversations with this 14-year-old girl. And that's where I definitely think that Ian Freeman was way off the mark here. That being said, the Free State Project has always had like a hard line about, like, you know, like, we're not going to kick people out for comments that we disagree with or we find gross or offensive unless they fit the following criteria, which is calling for violence or racism and bigotry.
Why can't they change their mind on this?
But they've been pretty clear about this for a while, and they've been, I think they changed it just because they saw, they're like, oh, this is a potential problem. And I think the FBI had moved in just because this was a topic that came up at the moment. And of course, this is kind of like a triple hit. I think there was something else that happened recently as well.
Well, I'd read that there had been an ongoing investigation for a long time, and he's been espousing these views on consent, on the age of consent, for a long time now. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he's been on the radar. And I don't really want to demonize FSP a lot here, because I think they had I don't think they were doing this just because they thought their branding, you know, might be harmed by it. I think they had a genuine conscience about what he was talking about, and they didn't want to be associated with that. That's my belief on it. I mean, I read a lot of what Ian said, and I just have to completely disagree with a lot of it.
Vehemently disagree with a lot of
it. He really misunderstands consent. It's a really serious topic, and he treats it very flippantly, seeming from his posts. And you know, I don't want to be associated with that. I don't want that guy at my party, and that's what this is about. As libertarians, we have free association, and you know, you can disinvite someone from your party for just about any reason, way lesser reasons than you don't want someone around who's taking that up as their battle all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Agree.
Say something, Lisa.
I agree. I'm just thinking about it's one of those subjects that I don't want to touch for the same reasons. I mean, exactly. It's something that, yeah, there's certain things that don't need to be discussed. I have certain topics that have always been off limits for me, you know, that I won't discuss on social media and that I won't write about. And, you know, I'm pretty protective of kids. I have two kids. I was a teacher for a long time. And, you know, if you understand child development, the cognitive development specifically, then you understand that there are children of a certain age who are not going to understand the consequences, and they're not able to make decisions about relations they have with other people. And I think that adults, you know, we're supposed to watch out for them. And I agree with what you said, MK. You know, we are free to associate with who we want to associate, and there are certainly people that I wouldn't want to associate with, and anyone who would hurt kids, I want nothing to do with. Now, I don't know, Ian, I don't know all of the details, so I haven't really said much about it for that reason. I'm hearing a lot of different stories from different people, so I'm kind of just sitting back observing and listening and seeing how things play out.
Yeah, but this has been going on for like at least 6 years. That's when this topic started coming up for Ian, because I guess he did a radio show in 2010. He had a girlfriend that was younger, I guess, with the permission of the parents I guess I don't know that if that's I'm not going to get into that discussion either. But the Free State Projects has been aware of this for a very long time, and it didn't really become an issue until there was a thing with the Liberty Forum where they did an interview with Edward Snowden and one of the people from Freekeen. I'm not sure if it was Ian. I think it was Ian Garrett, right? Or Garrett Ian?
Yes.
Garrett. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. That he's the one that recorded it and put it up on YouTube in violation of that contract that everybody signed. And I think that this was just kind of like sort of like, okay, so we can use this to kind of distance ourselves from the Freekeen people. We're just going to use this. We forgot that this was a thing, so we're going to finally use it. But it took them 6 years to actually take a stand on this.
No, I think it was very timely and in correspondence with Ian supporting Tasker. I'm going to take them at their word on this.
I think they were looking for something.
I was appalled. Like when I saw that, I was like, no, dude, that's kind of beyond the pale. I mean, I didn't know what would happen. I didn't know that the FSP was going to disassociate. But when I saw him coming out defending that, I gotta say, it was really not cool. It was really, really not okay.
Right, but he said very similar things over the last 6 years, and they've had no problem with this whatsoever. They've let him come to Porkfest. They let him have a media room at Porkfest. They let him do all these things, so they didn't have a problem with it until he did something.
I'm sure some of them did.
On the other side of the Snowden gate, I guess. That's a terrible. I hate gate. I'm putting gay after things, but yeah, but it's kind of that after that whole thing happened, then they were looking for a reason, and then they found, oh yeah, that's right, he has this opinion on consent that's terrible. We're going to use that against it. At least that's what my interpretation was from the beginning. I was like, this had to do with the Snowden thing, because they were really upset about that.
See, I gotta, you know, I gotta point out the personal responsibility of Ian in this. People can blame the FSP all they want, but right. They were acting totally within reason. Ian has been talking about the subject for years. He had to, I mean, he's on a very public forum talking about it. He's, you know, living some of it out even. You know, this makes a lot of people in Keene very uncomfortable, and he's not super liked among the non-activist residents there, and I think the FSP people had probably had issues with it before. Maybe they didn't say as much, you know, maybe they didn't make a hardline stance, but maybe this was what, you know, kind of put them over the edge. I mean, I know, like, when he started kind of defending him, I was really uncomfortable by it. I didn't think it was cool, and I think they were totally acting within reason, and again, he's just barred from parties. I mean, he can still do his activism. He's not being censored or stopped by the state or anything like that. This is a consequence of his choices and his actions.
It's a marketplace of ideas, and we're going to go to the free market.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
Yeah.
And we're back.
So we're talking about LRN and the raid that happened on the studios, which all of their stuff has been taken over an allegation that one time one person used their open Wi-Fi network to access a website on the dark web that was ran by the FBI that was distributing child pornography. And now they're just now taking all their stuff to find out which computer it ran on, which I don't buy for a second. As deplorable as I find Ian's comments on a particular topic unrelated, or very remotely unrelated, very remotely related, it's not related. I don't think for a second that this was him. Or anybody there. I think it was probably someone passing by, someone parked up in the street using it from the street, or maybe one person that came and visited once. Because they said there was just one instance, right? I think that was what was in the warrant.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A sealed warrant.
I also heard that, you know, a lot of people came through there, through that studio, so it could have been anyone. And like you said, it could have been somebody outside. I mean, there's so many possibilities. And
yeah, it's a open, I guess they call it a church, where anybody can come in, Keen Activist Center. People mm-hmm. come in and meet all the Keen activists, and it's a big thing. It's a big social place where people are always coming and going, all different faces, all the different times. So anybody could hop onto that Wi-Fi and use it for whatever they want. And apparently one person, or allegedly one person, did access a website that was ran by the FBI that was distributing child porn. Yes, the FBI was distributing child porn as a honeypot operation.
Like, to kind of refocus, where did the FBI get all the child porn? Like, they're the people, like, pushing this out there. I mean,
right?
No, I mean, I know it's out there, and it's terrible. And yeah, they're using it to trap bad people. Probably, maybe this was being looked into for research purposes or something. But yeah, I mean, it's really unfortunate what happened.
I was gonna say the same too about the possibility of it being looked at for research purposes.
But
I
have to say, like, if you're talking about this stuff so publicly, you should have better security than that. Like,
just, operational security. Too. I mean, I've worked as a journalist, and there are certain things that I won't look up just because I'm like, you know what? I don't want this to be somehow interpreted the wrong way.
I'll find another way to source this material. I need some sources. I'll find someone else that said they know about it. So,
I would be very, very careful about who I let use my equipment and, you know, access my Wi-Fi and all that. I mean, it's hard to trust people. You know, even if they claim to be libertarians or use the same ideological label as you.
Yeah, and I've been known to pirate stuff. I've been known, but I remember when the film Watchmen came out. It was a period where I was staying with my folks in Kansas for a couple years to get back on my feet. And we went and saw Watchmen, and so I went to the theater and rewatched Watchmen, and then that was the end. And I thought that was a pretty good movie, but apparently our Wi-Fi was open at the time. I didn't know because I wasn't using my computer. I was using their computer. I was just staying there for a while, and I guess the Wi-Fi was open, and someone had torrented the movie. And you know, my parents thought, like, "Oh, well, did you download the movie?" It's like, "Why did I download the movie? We just went and saw it the other day."
Yeah, why would you?
So we got a call from him. So, and just having an open Wi-Fi network, it's entirely possible either one of the neighbors had done it, or someone pulled up and said, or I guess there was a thing for a while. I don't know if people still do it now, but they would Wi-Fi fish. They would drive around looking for open Wi-Fi, find something, and then use it for, you know, maybe they wanted to hack into something and they don't want to use their thing, or if they want to access illegal stuff like child porn or illegal, quote unquote, illegal torrent software or, you know, movies or whatever, and then they'd do it that way. And that way they know that it wouldn't be traced back to them, which they can, I guess. But you know, it'd be a red herring to put it on someone else.
Fiend phone.
Oh, who we have?
This is the Fiend Phone, unnecessary random re-education interruption exigency system, or furries.
You said I'm Michael Dean. Be here. You said you were going to be here.
I napped. That's not a contract when I say that.
Internet. Yeah.
Okay, how am I now? Am I better now? Is this better?
Halfway.
A little sound check during the break.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we're going out.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Anti-war, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
I'm vaping my big strong right now. It's helping.
Yeah. Best thing that ever happened. Oh, we're back.
Well, I put on my... I went jogging today. That's how... I jogged up to get my oxygen at the oxygen nice. Place. Wearing my
big strong.
That's...
Oh,
yeah.
It's good
stuff. We're not supposed to talk about it.
Oh,
we're
not I didn't see you there. Hi.
Hi. You're nebulizing with your Bip Strong?
Yeah. I wrap it around the... I didn't really go jogging today, but Bip Strong, man. You know, my 15 Bipcot flags are home from China. They're in San Francisco. I tracked them today.
Nice.
I'm watching them. And as soon as I get them, people, you will have them shipped out to you.
Yeah.
So
did you see the smaller ones, or
he just sends those as thank yous? I guess.
Oh, awesome!
I didn't order any. No, I got one in my last order of two, and sent it to James Babb, and Steve Miller was wearing it as a loincloth at a Libertarian Party event.
We should make Bipcot logo man thongs. I think those would be the hit at the big gay dance party.
That's what those flags are already.
Okay.
There's no longer a big gay dance party.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be a big AIDS dance party, Derek J says, at Fiendfest, Somalia.
Oh, okay.
At Porkfest. Yep. So I had an interesting morning. This morning I got yelled at in my home by a thug. That hasn't happened to me since like I was drinking. That hasn't happened to me in like 25 years or something. It was weird. It was so our refrigerator's dying. So I called on Friday this refrigerator place and they said they'd send someone Monday between 8 a.m. and 8:30. So I set my alarm and got up. My wife was in the bathroom getting ready, and the guy shows up. So I'm on my oxygen tube when I get up, because I generally get up and cough for about a half hour and feel like my ribs have been shot in an open field with a BB gun. And I had the oxygen tube on, and I knew the guy was coming, so I like finished up the oxygen and took it off, because I kind of don't like answering the door with the tube on and scaring strangers. So if I can help it, if I'm oxo loaded, I take it off. So I took it off right before he got here. He got here, he comes in, he's like, "Where's the fridge?" And I'm like, "It's in here." And I take him in there, and he starts immediately like wrenching on the fridge and taking it apart. And I said, "Well, let me tell you what's up with the freezer." And he's like, "No, I know. They called me, and when you made the service call, they told me." And I said, "Well, there's one thing I didn't tell her that I wanted to tell you." And he stood up and he looked me in the eye and he said, "I have other people waiting. I'll leave right now." And at this point, he pulled my fridge out. Like, you know, he was going to leave and leave, like, sick me to, like, push my fridge back. And I was like, okay. And I walked away. And I came back in. I was choking. I opened up the fridge and pulled out some, you know, the water filter bottle and poured some water. And he said, "Don't open the fridge. I will leave right now. You're going to ruin what I'm trying to do."
Whoa.
And he pulled it out, and there was like 6 inches of dust behind this fridge. You know, dust bunnies were multiplying in piles back there, in bunny piles. And like,
you're good at math.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, like, I start choking and coughing and start having an asthma attack. And he's looking at me, and like my eyes are red and bloodshot from coughing, and you know they're teary from crying, and I don't mean crying like a little bee. I mean like involuntarily, you know, water pouring down my face. And he looks at me and like he's like, "Why are you mad at me? Why are you getting mad at me? I'm just telling you how I have to fix your fridge." And I'm like, "I'm not mad at you. I'm having an asthma attack. And I started walking away, and he's like, "Don't walk away from me." And I'm like, "I have to put the oxygen on." And I put the oxygen on, and I sat down on the couch, and he came out, and suddenly like he realized he was screaming at a disabled person, and he got really apologetic and like said, "I'm really sorry, man. Your fridge is, you know, you need to get a new one. It's going to cost you, you know, $700 for a compressor, or you can get a new fridge for that much. And I'm not going to charge you for coming over here today, and I'm really sorry." And I'm like, "Just okay. And he kept talking to me. I just wanted him to leave, man. And he finally left, and I sat there and had like, you know, abated an asthma attack for like a half hour. It was creepy, man. I've never, you know, like if somebody yelled at me at the store, I'd be like, "Oh, some dick," you know. But in your own home, it's weird. And I didn't call his boss. I'm not saying the name of the place. I didn't go on the internet on Angie's List. Like, I think he'd said at one point, like, "I'm sorry, I'm having a bad Monday," you know. Like, I don't want to ruin this guy's life just because he's having a bad day. But it was weird, man. Yeah. Ugh. And I am disabled now. I got the placard. My doctor signed that, and I can park like a retard at Walmart now, right by the door.
Oh, nice.
Can I say that? Is that politically incorrect?
I think you can. I just think the D word, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a dick? What?
You said Richard.
Oh, Richard. I'm not a Richard. No, okay. But yeah, so I'm disabled now, and I'm not going on disability because government. Also, like, you know, since I can't work very much, I would consider it. But here's the thing with disability. There's two kinds of disability. One is based on what you've paid into over the years, and I've been self-employed like most of my life, so I would get like $40 a month. And the other one, like SSI, you get like $650 a month or something, but which is barely anything, and they really, like, all of a sudden they take over your bank account. Like, you know, let's say you get a $2,000 royalty check and put it in, all of a sudden, like, the government wants it, you know? So I'm not going to do that. But I'm a TARD now. I'm legally a TARD. So there.
Awesome. But at least when I come and visit you, when we park to go to Walmart, we'll be first in line. We have to look for a parking spot.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's,
and, you know, and we get to ride the little machines.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I did that once with a girl on a date at a Walmart. I felt bad. It was her idea. She made me do it.
She got to ride in the cart, though, right? She
had had two of them. We got two of them.
Aww. Oh, do you guys hold hands?
That's very sweet.
Yeah, and I was like 32, and she was like 21. It was, and we looked really healthy. It was retarded.
Aww.
I feel bad. She made me do it. Yeah. What's the rule? Half your age plus 7. Let's see. 32, 60.
No, my rule is just simply, she has to be over 21, because there's no way.
Child. Children.
I'm not going to get busted like saying like, "Oh, let's have a beer."
That's, I don't want to be in the room with most people under 30, except Nick Hazelton. And well, MK Lords I've never met, but I never met Nick either. But,
yeah. By the way, MK got droned. I don't think she was wearing a BIPCOT.
Yeah, she didn't
wear a BIPStrong. So.
I totally misunderstood an email that she sent today, and I was going to apologize to her for it on here, but I'll just apologize to the ether for it, because I misunderstood. Like, I thought she was complaining about something and someone else, and like the email didn't make sense. But here's my comment on it, is like, now that I have a chromed robot turd, you know, a little phone that I'm like typing with my thumbs and, you know, talking into, and it's sort of translating what I say, I understand why everything that people younger than me say on the internet sounds like cavemen babbling. Because you lose, like, I put a lot of nuance into things I write with a keyboard. It's just, I've been doing it forever. To the point where, like, my handwriting is illegible, you know? Mm. But everything on the internet, like, I'm like, these kids today, they talk like tards, you know? But it's because you lose all your nuance on a turd, man.
Yeah, that's why anytime I try to write anything that's satire or anything with a very nuanced position, I always hammer like the point home, like constantly. I make it obvious because if you don't, there was an satirical article that I wrote talking about kind of the against me argument. It was a jab at that, but it was satirical, and I was making the point that I was a big statist now, and I was a member of Cat Muff, and that I use court historians, and I was very like I tried to use all these big red flags. Oh, and even yeah. April Fools, like I said at the beginning of last month, which was April, you know, and even still I had people on there like this is dumb. Wait, this is a dumb article against libertarianism. Huh?
Oh, this is last year.
Yeah, this was not April. Yeah, last year, but I was saying that was April when I wrote it. You know, even still, all those big giant red flags that I put everywhere, people still thought that I was actually a person who was a libertarian who became a member of Cat Muff and was no longer the biggest government possible. And I was like, no, this was just a jab at people using the against me argument. That's all it was. And even in the comment section, I was like, this article is satire. I am still a libertarian, as people still would comment the next comment down. Yeah. Oh, you're a dumb statist.
Like, I know. Oh, you know what? Those are newly minted libertarians. And libertarians are horrible people. And I want to talk about a certain one. And it's Ethan from Ed and Ethan podcast. Now, you're going to say, who? Do you guys know who this guy is?
No.
Is his last name Glover?
No, it's not Ethan Glover. No, that guy told me he wished I'd die. I blocked him. That guy was weird, too. There's this purge in Liberty going on of, like, like people you think are your friends, like, just treating you horribly and then saying, like, oh, well, you must be a social justice warrior because you got mad when I, you know, told you you should go jump in the lake. Have you guys encountered any of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, yep.
Yeah, the social justice attack is common, especially with the alt-right libertarians. But
yeah. Well, mm-hmm. This guy did send me an invite to a, like, Walter Block event, which is how this started. Oh. See, I haven't talked to his name's Ethan Erlikation, I think. Erlikation. And he's someone that used to be my friend. And he's in this podcast called Ed and Ethan in Canada, that Liberty podcast that was kind of up and coming for a while. And then, like, I haven't heard from, nobody's heard from them. I think they sort of pod faded. Like, they only do, like, one every 5 months now. But he wrote me an email. And he's like, I haven't talked to you in a year and a half. And his first thing he said was, what do you think of sex with children? And I'm like, what? Ugh. Go away, man. He was like trying to get me to bash, you know, Ian Freeman. But like, I was like, why are you talking to me like that, man?
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Like, my allergies are really bad ever since I moved to Vegas, but it's been gone ever since then.
Yeah,
the
you got the worst.
Oh, yeah, we're on.
The Bibstrong took care of it.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, there's a plugin for Fiendbot 3000 that'll interface with Bibstrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, hello. I didn't see you there.
Whoops.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you come in. Welcome to part three of my review of Freedom Fiends.
You may remember me from such Fiends episodes as Fiendbot 3000.
Oh, you have to do the voice. Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such Fiend episodes as I shot my wife on cocaine in California. No.
And he you cannot be named. We hardly knew ye.
Yeah. No, that guy played Troy McClure. What was his name? He shot his wife. No, she shot
him. No, she shot him. Yeah. It was Phil Hartman.
I love Phil Hartman. That lady was
horrible.
Yeah.
I also miss
Chris Farley, but go ahead.
Fiendbot 3000 is software that this guy Brian Gordon made that I've been testing over the last couple weeks, and it basically edits the Fiends episodes pretty much automatically. Like, it, you know, cuts out all the ads, puts in our ads, randomizes our ads, normalizes the audio, makes it fiend loud but not distorted. And then this is the cool part. It's got this thing called Fiend AI, where it goes through the whole thing and finds any place where there's a second or more of silence and cuts it down to a half second of silence. So no matter how much we go like, it makes us sound smarter, you know? And it doesn't have to be totally silent either. It's like below the level of talking. And it cuts out like 50 of those in an hour and a half episode. So it makes us sound smarter. And it puts in the tagging, it puts in the image, it uploads it to the Fiend site. It's magical. And tonight, I'm going to edit the Fiends episode, the first Fiends episode ever that's going to be edited automatically with this robot program called Fiendbot 3000. So there.
I like it. I really do. Yeah. And does it cut out burps? It's
strong. It could. It basically, you set the threshold of the sections you want cut out, you know.
Okay. So
if you're breathing audibly, it definitely cuts that out.
Nice.
Yeah, but it saves everything you cut out too, so you end up with this like this pile of little files that are like.
What you should do is you should save all of those up for an entire year, and then send them to me, and I'll upload them on YouTube.
On Lulberts.
As a bonus. On the Lulberts. I just have a Lulberts episode. That's going to be the April Fool's episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be like 3 years of fiend episodes of burps and belches and breathing.
Well, you know, there's actually, so the Cuss Dump 3000, I call it. It's actually called the 25/7 system at GCN. The thing that allows the board op to cut cusses in real time. It's kind of weird. It basically like stretches the episode. That's why in the archives, you hear the music get slower coming out of a segment and faster going in. It's like building and unbuilding the cuss dump. But like it saves what's cut. And I actually went through on the GCN site and listened to it for a couple of the neocon shows. And it was like, all it was like really old people on bad cell phones saying like the N-word. And the word that rhymes with maggot and starts with an F, and G, D, and BS. Like, that was all of it. Like 95% of it were those four.
We can't say GD? We can't say gosh darn?
No. GD gets cut. It's not an FCC violation, but a lot of stations don't like it because they're religious, so it gets cut.
But I can say gosh darn.
Oh, heck yeah.
Gosh darn it, you betcha. Well, we're getting some Minnesota nights.
It's like our board op Nathan now, because when he does his... Well, he, you know, Minnesota accent, but, you know, he's not really...
It's Minnesota from, nice. They don't call it an accent.
I think he's from Saskatchewan or something.
Oh, you betcha. You know, it's kind of hard to tell the difference. It's kind of hard to tell the difference between that and Canadian sometimes, because Canadians kind of do the same thing every once in a while.
Accents don't respect borders, you know?
Yeah.
But then why does Sarah Palin sound like she has a Minnesota accent when she's,
lived in
Alaska and Idaho only? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't you just love... I just love Donald Trump. He's just a wonderful little... It's like when you get a cat that gets inside of a sweater and pokes his head out like he's some sort of ferret in a tube sock. It's just a wonderful thing.
She didn't say that about Donald Trump, did she?
It's stupid stuff like that.
She did endorse him, and it was a really weird rambling. It was pretty close to it. Yeah.
A cat in a tube sock.
The ferret in the tube sock. It's just so adorable, like a burrito.
This episode is going to be a picture of somebody sitting on the toilet using a chromed robot turd. And the name of this episode is going to be "I'm Pooping and Taxation is Theft." I tweeted that this morning, and it was true.
Taxation or theft memes or swag.
I'm liking it.
Swag.
It needs it. The world needs it.